We know of at least two instances when the man's inflammatory preaching nearly caused a riot, even in his own native place where he was virtually thrown out of town. What does that say about his ability to inflame passions? He rouses people's anger because his teachings and his actions contradict all that promotes order and serenity in life. They do no such thing, James insisted sharply. My brother preaches love and charity, repentance, virtue. Virtue, the high priest said, his voice rising in mockery. Virtue. Let me tell you how he promotes virtue. In one town where he spoke, your brother intruded into the effort of a local committee admonishing a woman whose notorious behavior and immoral life were a public scandal. He defended this harlot and absolved her of her sins, as if he had any power to do so. I have heard of that episode, James said, and I find it rather interesting, this term you use to describe what the committee was doing. Admonish, you say. Admonish. Yes, they were going to admonish her in a very direct way. They were going to stone her, and my brother stopped that illegal act. The high priest's smile was so derisive as to be almost a sneer. Yes, Rabbi, he said, and what I find interesting is that the woman at the center of this shameful incident became one of your brother's disciples, following him and his band around from place to place, no doubt serving their every need. What sort of insinuation? There are even some very credible stories about a shameful public display in which a woman caressed your brother's feet with her hair, though I cannot be entirely sure that it was the same woman, but same or different, it was a disgrace. James felt a burst of breath escape him. He hardly knew how to answer such an outrageous accusation. And in fact, you are now harboring this person I mention in your home. James' face darkened to an angry crimson. So, temple agents had been observing Mary and the other women. Well, if you know that, he said, then you must know that the woman became a close friend of Jesus' mother, who I'm sure you also know is at my house as well. Can you possibly believe that his mother endorses the sinfulness you imply? Caiaphas turned away, his lips still curled sneer-like. There are questions enough about Jesus' mother, he said, and about the family that would shelter her. People in Nazareth recall a very queer and secretive wedding, followed by a long disappearance. James was now filled with rage. Was this an attack on his beloved father? His fists clenched, and he took a step toward Caiaphas. Fortunately, a quick-witted officer stepped in front of him. "Stop this!" barked Pilate in a commanding voice. "You are leaders of your people. Conduct yourselves accordingly."